Hello everybody and welcome to another episode of Talk with Lois Podcast Friday. I feel it's been a minute. Honestly, I feel it's been a minute since I last spoke to you guys. And in all honesty, I wanted to send in an episode last week. I had it recorded, you know, but at some point I was like, you know what, nah, I'm not going to send this for different reasons actually, and I just said I was going to shift this to the next week, and I almost did not send this out today, but then I just made up my mind that I was going to record this episode and I was going to send it out. So if you haven't heard from me in a while, this is me, Lois Tarika, was saying I apologize and I'm sorry. I'm advising, or I'm begging that you should put on a bodysuit, you know. I don't know if bodysuit is the word, but you should put on a bodysuit that spells forgiveness, and you should forgive me even as the month has eventually come to an end and we're about stepping into a new month. So this is me telling you to forgive me, basically, in advance for all that I've done to you while not sending out a podcast to you. And this is me telling you officially, happy new month. Just save it for whatever, you know, the month that's reading. And then just put it up, you know, and it's like, Lois is telling me happy new month. So yes, once again, welcome to another episode of Podcast Friday Talk with Lois. Today, we're actually going to talk about something very, you know, relatable. Very relatable, actually. And I call it life seasons and phases. So, a lot of people listening to this might feel that this is cliche. But for some reason, I just feel that, you know, you can never overflog it enough. And so, we're talking about life seasons and phases, and yes, I'm going to be talking about this alone because for some reason, yes, we're talking about it alone. Okay, so I think I just get right into it. So a lot of times when we hear people talk about seasons, you know, a lot of you listening to this would agree with me that you've heard people say something like, life is divided into seasons, summertime, wintertime, and, you know, spring, and all of that. Summer is when it's challenging, there's too much sun. I honestly don't know about everything in detail, but all I know is that this is something that's been talked about. But that's not what I'm going to talk to you about today. Please, like I said, that's not what I'm going to talk to you about today. So first off, you have to recognize what season are you in your life, in your life's journey. What season are you in? And when I say recognize, I want you to think deeply about it, because if you're listening to me, you're most likely in your 20s or early 30s, or even probably below 20, like 18 or so. So it's like, what season so are you in? If you're thinking short term, basically, you might not be able to really see ahead, but if you're really thinking, okay, I have a lot of years ahead of me, so 20 30 40 50, okay, so this is the season that I'm in currently. So to some people, it might be a season of, you know, failure, disappointment, learning something that it has already been learned, you know, but in a different way, to attain success or to achieve progress, basically, you know. It's not necessarily this failure, that doesn't necessarily have to be toxic, you know. It may feel that way, but it doesn't necessarily have to be that way. It is not that way. The only difference, basically, is your perspective towards it, to switch your mindset from it. So this is the failure, you know, that comes with learning. And then when you learn, and then when you see, okay, you start asking questions, why did this happen, why did I do this, you start retracing, you find out that, you know, it was just for you to be able to learn better, so it's not entirely bad. When you sit down to think about all of this and you point it out, you're able to tell yourself, okay, I'm in this season. Am I making progress? Am I not making progress? What do I need to do? How can I approach this season better? Okay, how can I learn from this season? Maybe you're in a season where it's all laughter and all of that, and then you're still trying to get the purpose behind, because you know that not to wish anybody bad or not to be misunderstood, but then you already know that life is going to throw a challenge at you, whether you are ready or whether you are not. So there's some people that they're in a season that they have to build upon their joy, or they have to talk their joy, you know, ahead of time for when challenges are going to come, and then they go into their bank, their emotional banks, and then they bring it out. And then that's when you start hearing things like, I had gotten to this point in my life where all was this, all was that, but then I had remembered that some days ago or some months ago this had happened, and so I shook myself and I told myself that I was going to forge ahead regardless. You start hearing things like that, basically. It is because people have accepted, they have been fully aware of their seasons, basically. And they have been able to identify and understand that this is what this particular phase is talking about. So you recognize it, basically. You recognize the season, basically. And after you recognize, you navigate towards it. In navigating, you seek the truth. What is it about this phase? Like I said earlier, what am I supposed to learn? You know, in navigating, you might just want to take things from the surface, but from experience, okay? Most times it's good to like ask questions, to get like third people perspective. It's good to sit back and see for yourself. It's good to question in-depthly, you know, in seeking the truth, what you need to know to help you fully understand the season or the phase that you're in. And then you need to practicalize answers to your problems. So when you sit down, you generate, okay, these are my problems, or these are the challenges that I'm going through now. How can I be practical about it? How can I be practical in solving it? What do I need to do practically? Not just knowing it, but knowing it and doing it to make the best out of the results that I need to have to achieve success. You need to practicalize answering your problems. So like I said, the topic for today is life seasons and phases. If I said phases, well, seasons, phases, I'm going to add labels at this point because it is actually life seasons and labels. But seasons and phases can, you know, come in handy. I can mean the same thing, basically. But labels, those things mean entirely different things. So labels, let's start with the African setting. So I think everybody's used to going into an African home and then you see a custard bucket or a custard rubber, and then there's either rice in it, or there's curry, or there is beans, there's a raw food. And if you're being honest to yourself, you get into this African kitchen for the first time and they're using this custard rubber. What is supposed to be in that custard rubber? What is labeled? The description on the outward, you know, view is saying custard rubber. So what you're supposed to be seeing when you open, when you lift the cover, is custard, raw custard going to be made. But no, Nigerians will just, you know, take maybe a marker. Some may even use a marker, some may not. You know, you just know that, okay, there are 3 custard rubbers in my house, and the 3, none of them are custard. It's just rice, beans, or curry. They don't, like, there's not even proper labeling, basically. But you already know because you are in the house. So basically, guys, that's what, like, labels are. So this is me asking you at this particular point of this, at this particular point of this podcast, how do you see yourself? How have you labeled yourself? Are you wearing tags that state insecurity? Are you wearing tags that state fear? are you wearing tags that say failure, you know, or are you wearing tags that say purpose? Are you wearing tags that say destiny? Or are you wearing tags that read, you know, positive life, optimism, or pessimistic nature, basically? How do you see yourself? How have you labeled yourself, basically? What do you tell yourself every day when you wake up or when you need to get a job done? What do you tell yourself? I can do it or I cannot. I can get this right or I cannot. I can learn this or I cannot. You know, so it's just like, what do you tell yourself every day? What have you subconsciously labeled yourself that you are acting in line with? Consistency in intentionality. In order for a good label to be put on you, or for you to define yourself based on the labels you have already put on yourself, consistency is there. And it's a really sad thing that some of us have been consistently intentional in the wrong. It's a sad thing to say that some of us have been consistently intentional in the wrong. And by saying consistently intentional in the wrong, I mean saying negative things to yourself almost every day, telling yourself that you can't do something, talking down on yourself. So literally, it's a sad thing, but a lot of us just need to change our perspective and redirect our thoughts and energy towards the things that matter. So I just digress a little to be able to explain something still related to what we're talking about. So we're talking about life seasons and labels, seasons slash phases and labels, basically. So I just use myself a little bit here. So beginning this year, I'd got into a state and I didn't have any plan per se. It was like a blank check. I didn't know what was going to happen, but I just kept on praying, you know, God, help me, you know, things like that. And before you know, March, I suspected I was going to be really busy during the month of March, because different things were coming up that sprang forth from February, and I said, okay, I know I'm going to be busy during March. Well, March came and April came, and you know, it became honestly so overwhelming. And sometimes, you know, I questioned, can I do all of this that I'm doing? Is one thing going to suffer? Definitely. But even if it suffers, I mean, is it going to suffer so much? Do I need to do all these things that I'm doing? Now, I like to tell myself, or I like to think of it this way, that I'm in my 20s and it's a freedom for me per se to expand my portfolio, to reach onto and to hold onto things that I don't know how much of intensity is going to help me in the long run. Maybe when I'm in my 30s or in my 40s, or you know, just build on things that I don't know that people are going to need me for, and expand my portfolio for when that time comes. Now it's going to be easy for me to back out and say, you know what, I can concentrate on this, and then towards like maybe the end of the year, I can now focus on these other things. But for some reason, my mind just keeps on telling me that it doesn't work that way. And so I was in my fellowship a couple of Sundays back, and I was just thinking, a lot of people do not get to the actualization of the fullness of their year. So now, what are the things that I do? I work regularly. I work with an NGO. I have my personal brand and I have my personal business. So I'd say like, okay, four things basically. So now, and I have my personal development to do. So now I have these things that I'm juggling, you know, differently at different times. And to some people, it might be, okay, January to up until March, you know, they get maybe that NGO. They're like, okay, thank you, Jesus. I bless you. I'm good with this. You know, on the next one, it can be April till July. And then they get like maybe an incline on their personal development. Like, okay, thank you, Jesus. I'm good with this. And then they move from July up until September and they get another one for their personal brand. And they're like, oh, thank you, Jesus. I'm good with this. And you know, all of that. And then towards the end of the year, they're like, you know what? God has been so faithful to me. This is how my year ran. But that's why you don't need to compare yourself with other people. But on the other side, you know, because God has given everybody different capacities, but sometimes we downplay ourselves because we underuse the capacity God has given us. So for someone like me, that God has given the grace to juggle four things at the same time, you know, or three things at the same time, whatever the number may be, it would be, you know, I will be shortchanging my destiny if at the end of the year I'm saying, thank you Jesus, all of this came through, you know, beginning of the year till the end, you kept on surprising me at different points. Meanwhile, I'm thinking that is how my year could have been full. But then, honestly, in God's own eyes, this is something He has already given me capacity to handle in 2 months. To build my portfolio and then to continue forging ahead, because He has other things that He has to bring for me. And at the end of the year, instead of me saying, thank you, Jesus, for bringing these 2 or 3, you know, heavy projects or heavy things along my way and giving me the grace to juggle, I'm saying, God, I don't know how you helped me be able to juggle 6-7 businesses, you know, different projects while still working and having to put all of that together and coming out victorious and learning regardless of whatever the challenges might have come. And so I think that's how it has been for me. It's easy to say I want to quit, it's easy to say this is overwhelming, but at the same time, you know, it's thinking, am I shortchanging my destiny just because I'm a little bit, you know, I want to be a little bit laid back and I don't want to bear the sacrifice that I'm supposed to be bearing to get the achieved success in some months' time. So in terms of labels, I have to tell myself that, okay, Lois, you can do this. When I get overwhelmed or when I know that there are so many things in front of me that I haven't even started or I need to work on and it's going to take a lot of time, I have to encourage myself, okay, you've got this. You can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. All you need has already been supplied. God is going to do exceedingly abundantly more than you can ever ask or think. You are going to come out of this victorious because in all things you are more than conquerors through Christ. Our victory has already been established. You know, I am repeating those labels, those words, and in those words I'm putting the labels on that I can. I am already strengthened. I am victorious. I am going to overcome, you know, and I'm going to succeed in anything that I do. I put those labels on and that is what identifies my success or identifies the part of me that is needed to fulfill or work in that particular capacity that I'm currently functioning. So this is me telling you at this point that if you're listening to me, negative voices are going to be in your head. It happens. Like I said, sometimes I ask myself, can I do this? Do I need to do this? Why do I need to do this? You know, I don't need to saddle myself with all of these burdens or things. I can easily tell these people, okay, I can't do this anymore. I'm overwhelmed. I have to give in this. I have to give in that, you know, and stuff. But then, like I said, my perspective on it is just different. So this is just me telling you to leave out the positive voice that is in your head. Being pessimistic is inevitable sometimes. People around you are going to be pessimistic, and that's why I think it's a Bukun Awoshika that said, surround yourself with your encouragers, not those that talk down on you. You know, sometimes some people even see that, okay, you're aiming for something and you might not necessarily get it, but you might meet it halfway. But they don't discourage you regardless. They tell you, okay, go for it, you can get it. And then you're encouraged. And then when you go for it, you might even exceed the expectation. Even if you don't get it, you are encouraged that, okay, I gave it a shot and I was able to get this percentage. Basically, if I was able to get this percentage, it means that if I try harder, if I strive and work better, I can eventually reach where I want to reach. So guys, leave out the positive voice that is in your head. Have the courage, have the boldness to God. Leave out the positive voice that is in your head, because like it or not, your labels create your identity. What you've told yourself, what you've put on yourself, what you've identified yourself to be with, create your identity. So basically, I was reading a book, I think it's If Only You Knew. I got back from work and got off office and I was really worked up, I was overwhelmed. Sometimes I've said it over and over again on this podcast that when I beat myself, like, I don't think anybody puts in pressure on me than I put for myself. And when I do, and when I beat myself up very well, it's not nice for me. So I got off office and I wasn't feeling too good, because I was just fighting and beating myself for something that I needed to achieve that I felt I didn't deliver on. And so I've had this book since like February. It's been on my bed. I've had this book since February, and it's actually been on my bed. So what I do is that for every book that I'm currently reading, I keep it on my bed, whether I'm reading it or not. You know, when I'm coming home, I take it out of my bed and then I keep it on my side table and all of that, and you know, to make it easier for me to be able to read. So what happened actually, I came home and I was really tired, you know, and really frustrated and going through a lot, and I had a lot of things to do, but it was just like, you know what, I'm not even going to do anything at all. And so I pick up this book and I'm like, let's see what you're having here today. It's a 200 pager. As at when I had, you know, stopped reading that book February, I was in page 8. But I told myself within the space of 7 hours that I was going to 6 to 7 hours that I was going to sit my ass down and I was going to finish that book. And yes, I eventually did. On that one night, I sat myself down and then I finished the book. And you know, before I could finish the book, that whole feeling, the whole frustration, the whole beating myself up had died down, because I learned so many things to replace it with. It had died down. So check out of the balance, or a check out of the balance, basically, you can do anything that you set your mind to do, and nothing should be a limitation to you. You should tell yourself that, and if you actually stand by it, nothing is going to be a limitation. You are the only limitation to yourself, because whatever you make up your mind to do, you can do it, basically. So in that book, I saw, you know, I was reading, I was trying to place a lot of thoughts together, I was trying to streamline and understand a lot of things. And I remembered the part of the Bible that said, you know, where God had sent Moses, you know, to Pharaoh to tell him to release his children, let the Israelites go. And then Moses asked God, when I'm being asked, who sent me? What am I going to say? And, you know, at that point, God said, tell him I am sent you. And like over some months, I was meditating on it. And it's not now I got this particular revelation. And, you know, God being called I am is stating that you can't box his identity. So my name is Lois, and people that know me, like you listening to this now, you know I have a podcast, I talk this way. These are things I can be able to tolerate based on the things I've said before. You can use that to access or judge my personality. But then I come to tell you I am that I am. You can't really place who I am, basically. And so I was just meditating as I was reading like this book, and what came to my head concerning, you know, labels in line with our life and the seasons or phases that we find ourselves in, is that for whatever season or phase that we find ourselves in, God reveals a certain dimension of himself to us based on different things. It could be based on your name, it could be based on your season, basically. You know, my name is Lois, it means faith. I can transcend, or I can translate that to different understandings of my seasons. Okay, the fact that I choose to understand my seasons based on faith, you know, it's a deeper revelation than what I'm trying to explain to you. But I pray and hope that you get what I'm trying to say. And so, as Christians, we get our understanding that God is our Heavenly Father. I am. We draw our identity from him. And he is I am. And whatever dimension, you know, he has chosen to reveal to us in our phases or in our place of, you know, revelation or insight or whatnot, you know, is what creates the dimension that we need to walk in, the understanding that we need to operate from, and the identity, the sole determinant of the identity we need to start acknowledging. So for example, I say my name is Lois and it means faith, and I'm going through a season of difficulty. I'm going through a season that I'm facing so much pain, so much hurt, but I know that all things are possible to him that believe. I know that in the end it's going to be well, because I can do all things because in the end, God is going to come through for me. I have that faith that it is temporary and it is not permanent, you know, because God said this, because God said that. I relocate some certain scriptures concerning the things God has said, and I believe strongly through the faith that I have, through the season that I believe God is making me go through, you know, the determinant factor of that, and I just bask in it. I keep telling myself words regarding it. I bask in that identity and, you know, everything around it, and I'm able to conquer and I'm able to triumph, to say that this is the identity that I'm going to put on, that is going to be the destiny marker for me. This is very deep, guys. So it starts from your label. What have you labeled yourself? You are supposed to label yourself in line with what God has labeled you, not what society is mirroring to you. And when you label what, when you label yourself with what God has labeled you to be, it becomes a game. You start working in the dimension that God wants you to walk in, and it becomes a game changer in the end, because it marks the direction of your destiny. So this is me telling you that is listening to this, that it's deeper than you thought, it's deeper than, you know, a lot of things. And you need to sit back, play this podcast over again, and ask yourself some certain deep questions. Coming to an end, you know, to wrap this podcast up, the Bible speaking said, or Jesus speaking, rather to be more specific, said, I am the way, the truth, and the life, you know. I have come that you may have life. We're talking about life, seasons, phases, / labels. First off, the Bible speaking said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one cometh to the Father except through me. Secondly, the Bible said, Jesus said, I have come that you may have life, and not just have life, but have it more abundantly. I am the way. Following Jesus, Jesus is the path. He teaches you the path to the truth, to the knowledge of what you need to understand, and the life to life. So he helps you to find a path and gives you a knowledge and understanding of that path to drive a successful life for you, and not just any life, to abundant life. So following him is your sure banker, guys, to abundant life. So this is me telling you that no matter the season, the phase that you're in, no matter the label you've put on yourself, look up to Jesus and take out all those labels. Take them out consciously and intentionally. Tell yourself every single day that you are what God says you are, and anything God did not say about you is a lie. And I'm going to just add this here to say, if you haven't given your life to Christ, there is no way you can be able to know this path or understand this path that Jesus Christ is talking about. So this is me telling you to say after me. Yes, but at that point, say after me, Lord Jesus, I love you. I know you, even if I do not know you enough to be all that I need. But I want to trust you, and I want you to help me in this journey with you. As I surrender my will, as I surrender my autonomy solely to you, and as I take a step back and let you have the will to my life, I thank you, because I know that this is a decision that you are going to lead me on, and you that has started it will not leave me halfway, but you will see to the completion of it, to the glory of your name. If you say that prayer, feel free to reach out. Feel free to leave a voice message. Feel free to send an Instagram. Feel free to send an email. You can check out lawinspiration.com. We have amazing content for you. You can also find my contact there, you know, and reach out if you want to understand more. You know, if you want to talk, if you want to just share things, if you're looking for who to talk to, basically, feel free to reach out, and we can have, you know, different kind of talks and come to a different light and understanding of where you are supposed to be. Understand first where you are going to. Understand where you are right now. And understand where you are going or where you are supposed to be ultimately. So thank you guys for staying tuned. It's been such a lovely and amazing session on Podcast Friday's Talk with Loz. And till I see you again, I remain your host, Lois Tarikabo. Stay strong and hang in there.